We're a haulage company that are based down at Hawkins, down in Kent. So obviously we're 10 minutes from the port, which isn't a problem. Was out all day yesterday doing some work, got back. I've had my overnight rest overnight. Go out to France this morning and wake up to find that stack's been put on. So on top of all the delays, we've actually got to drive now from Folkestone back up to Maidstone to join the back of the queue.
What time did you get up this morning?
I've been up since 7.
Wow.
After a fairly longish day yesterday. All set to go out and retrieve a boat for a customer that we've already postponed due to the last lot of stack that we had. So we've got no option but to go and get it. It's going to be interesting.
What's it doing in terms of travel times? For example, in the case of retrieving that boat, how much longer will it take you? What would it have taken you if stack wasn't there? And what would it take you if stack
If stack wasn't on, we'd be down to the boatyard this afternoon or this evening, ready to load in the morning, and then due to come back and be out of France by Saturday morning, 7 o'clock Saturday morning latest, because at the moment we've got some summer restrictions for driving with abnormal loads, which is sort of adding to our woes a little bit. But obviously with stack on now, heading out to today, I don't even know when we're going to get to Calais, let alone down to where the boat is. So, you know, we could end up sort of being stuck for the weekend and not being able to drive until Monday.
Stuck in stack. Stuck in stack is what a lot of people seem to be experiencing at the moment. No doubt somebody will write a song about it eventually.
I'm not actually stuck in it at the moment. I'm at my yard and I know that I've got all that ahead of me when I'm only 10 minutes from the port. Which is really frustrating.
So how much do you have to backtrack to join the queue?
I've got to go back up to, at the moment I'm being told I've got to go back up to Junction 8.
How far is that for you?
It's probably going to end up being around about a 70-mile round trip.
70-mile round trip?
From where I am now.
70 miles instead of 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And
I've got, you know, with a truck that does about 10 to the gallon, so there's extra fuel, there's extra time, there's two of us, you know, we've already delayed the boat that we're going out to pick up, and the customer wasn't particularly happy, and obviously we're going to probably end up phoning them again tomorrow and saying, actually, we're not going to be there.
You've had plenty of time to think about solutions, Simon. Have you seen anything on your travels that would work, and what do you think of the now rejected Contraflow proposal, which has now been turned down by the authorities?
The Contraflow system, I think, is a little bit odd that they've rejected it, because, I mean, if anybody remembers the last lot of stacks that we had, you know, going back quite a number of years, they come up with a solution of having some fancy machine that put a concrete Contraflow system into place, and it was never actually used, and that all got binned. The Contraflow systems are in place all over the country and over the world, really, for roadworks. I mean, in France particularly, they'll resurface 10 kilometres of road and of motorway, and that will be running through a Contraflow.
So you think they should have done the Contraflow then?
It could be put in place. It's probably more a cost issue. Obviously, you know, all of this is costing us dearly. You know, the companies and the country, UK PLC, is paying for all these problems that have been caused in Calais quite dearly, really.